No way. You can't do this to me, ma'am. That's not fair. Sophie's the one person on this whole trip that I absolutely can't get along with.
Can't do this to you. I'm the one who's being asked to share my tent. Ma'am, Tasha here should just sleep outside in the woods like the fucking feral animal she is.
Hey! Don't take this out on me. Be mad at them. It's the stupid fucking school that didn't bring enough tents for all of us.
Actually, they did bring enough. You just broke yours while you were setting it up because you have the dexterity of a gorilla.
That wasn't my fucking fault. That thing was barely a tent. More like a tarp held up by plastic straws.
Pretty sure that's what a tent is.
Yes, ma'am.
She's right. We have no other choice.
What a stupid fucking situation. Oh, wait.
What?
If we're gonna do this, I need to lay down some ground rules, which you will obey, and you will not set foot in my tent before you have heard them out, recited them back to me, and promised that you will follow them.
Are you fucking serious right now?
Hey, listen closely, Tasha. It's still my tent. Therefore, you follow my rules. Plain and simple. Got it?
Yeah, whatever.
Good. Now, rule number one. I own this tent, not you. Ergo, whatever I say goes. Whatever you say means nothing. Ergo, these rules can be changed at any time by me and new times by you. Got that?
I don't even fucking know what the fucking ergo is, but yeah, okay. Fine.
Good. Rule number two, you will keep to your side of the tent at all times. You will never, and I mean never, cross over onto my side or put your filthy hands over my things ever under absolutely no circumstances, okay?
Like I would ever want to.
Do you understand the rule or not?
Yeah, I got it. But that better go both ways.
Why would I ever want to do anything with your things or you? Your sweaty gym clothes and weights and resistance bands or whatever weird shit you brought with you.
Hey, just because you see this trip as a vacation doesn't mean everyone does. I can't relax or else I will lose this body. Something your skinny ass clearly wouldn't understand.
I am perfectly curvy, thank you very much. At least I actually look like a woman from the neck down.
A woman? Please. More like a girl. I'm the one of us who qualifies as a woman.
What are you trying to say?
That you're flat as fuck.
I am not... I'm not even gonna go there. Moving on to rule number three.
Can you hurry up? It's getting cold out here, dude.
You know... Every time you speak, I just wanna...
What? Slap me? Punch me in the face? I'd like to see you try. You know I'm like twice your weight and a head taller than you, right? I could fold your ass like I destroyed that tent.
Shut up. Rule number three. You will not talk to me unless it is absolutely, absolutely necessary. Otherwise, you can just pretend that I don't even exist. And I will do the same for you. Do you understand?
Yeah. Seems easy enough.
Alright, good. Now, recite all three rules back to me right now.
Really, dude?
Yes, really, dude. Do it. I need it to make sure you understand.
This is so fucking stupid. Okay. The three rules of the tent, as divinely ordained by Her Majesty Sophia the Great and Almighty, read as follows. 1. Thou shalt obey Her Majesty's divine word to the T. 2. Thou shalt not impede on Her Majesty's domain within the tent. 3. Thou shalt not speak to Her Majesty unless the topic of speech be worthy of her greatness.
You done?
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Hilarious. I'm just glad you actually got them right. Alright, come in.
Finally. Hey, how about we just think of the halfway point in the tent like a barrier between two separate universes? You know, like a force field or something.
Whatever works. Oh yeah, and it's not half and half. It's 60-40. All right, get in.
Wait, what the fuck?
What now?
60-fucking-40? Did you not just hear me say I'm a whole head taller than you and twice your weight? Half is barely enough for me, and now you want me to squeeze into 40-fucking-percent?
Deal with it. My tent, my rules. I like to spread my body out when I sleep.
Yeah, I'll spread your fucking body out when you're sleeping, you.
What?
Nothing.
You gonna get in or what?
If I get in, does that symbolize me consenting to the 40-60 thing?
Well, yeah.
Cool. I'm not going in then.
Alright, be that way. That means I just get 100% for the time being. I'll be inside waiting for you to crawl in when you're freezing your ass off and ready to accept your 40%.
God damn it. Can we just split it 50-50? How are you even gonna divide it up? Did you bring a tape measure or something?
Yes. And chalk so we can mark the line.
Really? You're such a dork.
Better than being a meathead.
Say, I get 50 right now, or I break this tent and nobody gets one. We both freeze our asses off.
What the fuck?
10 seconds before I do it. 10, 9.
Are you serious?
8.
Okay, fine. 50-50. Don't break the tent. I don't want to sleep outside with the bugs. Jesus Christ.
Wow. It was that easy?
Yeah. Laugh it up. Just get in a fucking tent.
What about 40 for you and 60 for me?
What? Are you fucking serious?
Okay, I get 60 or I break the tent.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm not. Watch me. 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7.
What? No, she's the one who's about to tear the whole tent down. Tell her to calm down.
No. She's insisting on being the fucking dictator of the tent. Tell her to calm down.
Wait. What the fuck is he doing here?
Oh, shit. Don't tell me.
You have to be fucking kidding me right now. Huh? So it turns out that the one thing that Boy Wonder here and Tasha have in common, that they're both somehow stupid and clumsy enough to break a tent while they're trying to pitch it. Who knew? You learn something new every day.
Oh, no. Hell no. Having to share with one person was bad enough. I don't care how skinny he is. Make him sleep in a log or something.
That's so not fair. Why is it us who has to take him in? We're already splitting the tent two ways as it is.
For once, I agree with Sophie. This is so unfair.
You want us to get along better?
Really? That's such a fucking stupid reason. Yeah, cramming 3 people who hate each other into one tiny ass tent is a surefire way to make amends between them. Yeah, makes perfect sense. Fine. But don't come back complaining to us if we keep the whole group up with us arguing all night.
Bitch.
What the fuck did you just say?
Her, not you.
Oh.
Well then, welcome to a happy little cramping group, you. We're gonna have lots of fun together.
Don't even joke about this shit. I'm so fucking pissed off, I think I need to go into the woods and, like, punch a tree or something.
Calm down, let's be rational about this. I don't like either of you, but I don't like being mad all the time either. There's a peaceful diplomatic solution to all of this. Let's all calm down and think it through, okay?
All right.
Okay, good. Now, here's my proposal. How about we do 33, 33, 33?
No.
Why?
Don't act like you're gonna be comfortable in 33% of that tent. And if you're uncomfortable, just think about me.
Okay, what's your proposal then?
My proposal? 45-10-45.
Huh?
Yeah, you heard me right. 45 for me, 45 for you, and 10 for this soft boy here. You can think of him as the border between our two sides, you know, like a buffer zone of sorts. Come on, Sophie. You still get 45 of the tent, and a whole human body between you and me.
You do make a convincing argument.
So, it's settled then?
Yeah, it's...
Shut up, dork.
Yes, it's settled.
Good. Now, let's shake on it.
No, I am not shaking that hand. Just get in the tent. Let's go to fucking sleep, finally.
All right. Hey, Sophie. What you reading?
None of your business.
Oh, come on. I want to know. I'm bored.
I don't care. Shush.
Is it sexy?
What?
The book. Is it like some erotica or some shit?
I'm not even gonna answer that.
So it is. I always knew prissy scholar girls like you were into weird kinky shit. Acting like you live a pristine, squeaky clean life. It's all a facade for how fucked up you are.
I am not reading erotica.
What is it then?
None of your goddamn business.
So, it's erotica until proven otherwise. I don't make the rules.
Rule free.
What?
Rule free. You just broke it. Actually, no. You've been breaking it. You've been, like, carpet bombing all over Rule Free ever since it was established.
I have?
Do you even remember what it is?
Of course not.
Oh, Lord, help me.
I thought you were an atheist.
Do not speak to me unless it's absolutely necessary. That was Rule Free. Ring a bell?
No, not really. Besides, this is absolutely necessary.
And how is that?
I'm bored. That's a dire situation right here.
I'm gonna throw this book at you.
Is that how you're gonna enforce your rules? Doesn't seem very effective to me, or diplomatic, or peaceful. I thought that's what you were all about.
What will it take for you to just leave me alone?
Just tell me what book you're reading. That's all I wanted to know, and you just made a big deal out of it.
No. It's called Thinking in Systems by Donella H. Meadows.
Oh my god. I almost fell asleep just from the title alone.
Oh, you see? This is why I didn't tell you.
I'm just joking. Chill. Seriously, how do you even will yourself to read something like that?
It's called discipline and intellect. Two things you will never understand.
Oh, I understand discipline, all right? After tonight, I could teach a whole fucking class on that shit. That was a good one, right?
Shut up. It wasn't a good one. It was a bad one. I'm just tired and going insane. Hey, and what are you getting up for?
I think he's tired of listening to us. I don't know why that would be when we're having such an engaging conversation, but I just have a feeling.
You're gonna go change into your pajamas.
I'm gonna go change into my pajamas. Look at this guy.
Right? What a little softy he is.
Hey, not so fast, soft boy. You're not changing out there. Don't worry, it's perfectly safe in here. Besides, no going in or out. Isn't that right, Sophie?
That's right. We don't want to let the cold and the bugs in after all. Well, actually, I need to change into some night clothes too.
Me too. How funny. That's better. I don't care how cold it is. I just hate sleeping with clothes on, you know. A sports bra and some panties is all I need.
fuck is that, Sophie?
What? Don't look over here. It's my nightgown.
Sheesh. You look like such a slut right now.
Hey!
I mean, come on. Don't tell me you didn't get that thing from a lingerie store or something.
Whatever. You're just jealous that you don't look as elegant as me when you're sleeping.
No. I'm just jealous because I don't have like $1 billion to just drop on the clothes I sleep in.
Sleeping in style is worth every penny.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, now it's your turn, soft boy.
Go on. We won't make fun, will we, Tasha?
Not at all. Even we draw the line there. Hey, what did I tell you, huh? You're changing in here, not out there. It's cold, you know? And you could get bug bites or be seen by everyone else. I'm just looking out for you.
We both changed in here. It's not a big deal unless you make it that way.
Yeah, which you are. So just chill and take your clothes off.
Hey.
Whoa.
Sorry.
I'm not sorry. He was looking at us while we changed. Even though he tried to act all innocent and gentlemanly. Yeah, so it's only fair that we be pervy to him back.
You know, his silhouette almost looks like a girl's in the moonlight.
It does, doesn't it? It's almost photogenic. Hold on a sec.
Wow, Tasha used a word that's more than three syllables. I'm so proud.
Fuck you. Get out of my shot.
Oh wait, get out of your what?
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
Jesus fucking Christ, I think you blinded me with that flash.
Oops. Worth it. I just got the best shot of my life. God damn. This is straight up porn mag worthy.
Wait, let me see.
Hey! That's my phone, bitch.
Sheesh, can you send it to me?
On what? You don't use any social media.
What if I give you my phone number?
You really want to give me your phone number?
Oh, actually, you're right.
Of course. I'm always right. What?
You want the photo deleted?
No. If you want it deleted, you're gonna have to pry my phone from my hands and... Good luck with that. Oh, whoa. Chill the fuck out, dude. I'm not gonna post it publicly for the whole world to see or something. Maybe just send it to a few of my girlfriends so they can use it for, you know, personal reasons.
Hey, you should be grateful, if anything. Having a bunch of girls getting off to a picture of you. Most guys would kill for that to happen to them.
For once, you're right, Sophie. My girls get some nice fab material, and you get to be that fab material. Win-win, right?
Okay, everyone shut up now. I'm ready to sleep.
Really? It's so early, though.
What do you mean? It's like midnight already. I would have been asleep hours ago, normally.
God, you're so boring.
When do you usually go to sleep?
Well, like 3 a.m. at the earliest. I'm a night owl, what can I say?
Of course you would do that. No self-discipline at all.
Boring.
There's nothing boring about taking care of your health.
Actually, there are a lot of things boring about it. And you're like a collection of all of those things. You know, like a YouTube montage of the world's most boring qualities.
And you're a YouTube montage of the world's most annoying qualities.
I'd rather be annoying than boring.
Well, congratulations then.
Thank you for helping me achieve this. I couldn't have done it without you.
I wish you had, though.
Oh, but then you'd be less boring and that's your whole brand, sis.
One, no it's not. And two, don't ever call me sis again.
Amazing how you keep descending further and further into boringness, just when I think you've hit the deepest of depths.
What do you mean I'd be less boring without you anyways?
You're boring relative to me. And I guess that means I'm more annoying relative to you, even though you're pretty annoying yourself. We compliment each other.
Whatever we've been doing does not feel like complimenting each other in the least.
Yeah, fair enough.
I didn't even know you understood the concept of relativity.
Oh, what? You thought I, what, was too dumb?
Well, yeah, actually, exactly that.
It's not a tough subject to grasp.
Well, your skull is a tough barrier to penetrate, so I figured it would even out somehow.
I'll even out your skull.
What does that even mean?
I have no idea. It just sounded funny. I think it was a threat. Well, it kind of sounded like one.
I don't care. Go to sleep. Rule free.
What?
Rule free. Obey it.
Sorry, I forgot it again.
I hate you.
Oh, I love you too, sis.
I'm not even gonna respond to that.
You just did. There you go. I'm cold.
Are you fucking serious? I actually almost fell asleep.
I'm cold, dude. What do you want me to do about it?
I don't know. Deal with it yourself. Maybe you're cold because you didn't pack any actual night clothes.
No, that's not it. Wait, why the fuck don't we have a blanket?
I didn't pack one.
Seriously? Who doesn't pack a blanket?
People who pack night clothes.
Clearly not. Look at the soft boy here. He's shivering in his pajamas. Hey, you brought a blanket? Oh, thank fuck. Get it out. Ah, that's better.
You better not hug the whole thing or you can freeze.
I'll try my best, but I can't control what my body does when it's asleep.
Whatever, just go to sleep.
Now that I actually can, I will.
Hey, why are you still shivering with the blanket?
I'm not.
Not you, him.
Oh.
You're scared?
Yeah, of course he is. This is probably his first time sleeping outside. Do you need us to give you head scratches, just like your mummy does? Would that make you feel better? Seriously, I was just joking.
You asked and he answered, Tasha.
Well, I'm not actually gonna do that. You know, because I was joking, obviously. That's weird.
Do you want to fall asleep tonight or not? Because you probably won't if you don't take care of his problem right now.
What? You do it then.
You really want me to do it? Are you sure you don't want to? Like, really, really sure?
Yes.
Okay, but are you, like, really, really sure?
What are you trying to imply?
Oh, I wasn't implying anything. But the fact that you suspect me of implying something implies something more about you than it does about me.
Stop spewing word soup out of your mouth and give it to me straight.
No, I'm all right. It's more watching you confuse yourself like a dog chasing its own tail.
Fuck you.
I'm not sure about me, but definitely someone else in this tent.
What? Hey, I asked you a question. So annoying. Hey, so, how do you want me to scratch her head? Like this?
You guys having fun over there?
What? Huh?
You thought I was asleep so you could actually finally swoop in for him, huh?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Sure you don't.
Stop playing mind games with me.
Oh, but it's so fun. You get to flex your physical strength all the time, but now we're in my playground.
We're literally in a tent.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
I can still use physical strength in a tent, you know.
You have a crush on him, but you're an emotionally inept meathead and you have trouble expressing your feelings, so instead, you bully him to try and hide your true affection. There, I just clear things up for you. I mean, are you gonna respond or... I just used my trump card. It's your turn now.
That is...
the most ridiculous thing you ever heard. Yeah, maybe to hear it out loud, but you know it's true. You've known it all along.
I have no further comment. Now, if you will leave us alone, I would like to make sure that our guest here is well taken care of so that we can all go to sleep soundly.
Oh no, you don't. I'm getting in on this action. Forget about her. I can scratch your head and kiss your ears or whatever you want, really, as long as it gets you to sleep.
Hey, what the hell?
What? You jealous or something?
Yeah, right. Like I would be jealous of you.
I think you would, actually. And you are.
Oh, I'll show you. Hey, I can scratch your head and kiss you and lick your ears and sing songs.
Sing songs?
and anything you want, okay?
How about a bedtime story?
I wasn't asking you.
No, really, I'm curious. How did you two cross paths? I mean, you seem like oil and water.
We are not oil and water, but if you must know...
Yes, I must.
Fine. I'll tell. But then you have to tell how you met him after.
Deal.
All right, well, it's pretty simple. Our moms go way back. So, we always saw each other in passing. Went to movies, walks in the park, dinner parties, things like that. So, I don't know if you would necessarily call us friends, but something like that.
I can see that. You two have the relationship of people who go back a long time. Like,
If you say brother and sister, the story's over.
All right, I won't. Continue.
Well, any outside observer probably wouldn't call us friends. We had completely different interests. I loved sports and running around, rock music, cars, you know, typical boy stuff. Whatever that's supposed to mean. But he loved art and animals and flowers and a bunch of girly stuff. So we didn't get along very naturally. I still love to tease him, though, and still do, because, I don't know, I just always found him cute. There's something about his personality that I just can't help but love and be attracted to. I don't know what. It wasn't until recently that I figured that out. Maybe I gave him so much attention because I actually really liked him, even though that attention is, well, you know.
Wow. Quite the soliloquy here, Tasha. And what a heartwarming story. I'm almost moved to tears.
Oh, shut up. I'm so tired. I can't believe I just said all that.
Neither can I. I didn't know you had a loving bone in your body.
Guess I can't blame you for assuming that. But I do. I'm all loving bones.
Aww.
Yeah. Now your turn.
Okay, well, I ran into him because I saw him getting picked on. Got in between him and the assholes who were giving him a hard time, and that was that.
Come on. There has to be more than that.
Really? That was it? I mean, I knew I'm an asshole, but I naturally don't like other assholes by nature. So I intervened. Besides, they were making fun of his looks, and that was a Nugu. I mean, he's dumb, but he's also gorgeous.
Well, that's nice. He is gorgeous, isn't he?
Oh, the prettiest boy I've ever seen. No question.
Makes it hard not to tease him about it. I honestly think I'm jealous more than anything.
Right? Like, who gave him the permission to be so beautiful? I want hair like this.
And I want skin like this.
And I want eyelashes like this.
Well, I guess if we both can't have them, the best we can do is enjoy his, right?
That's right. Sharing is caring.
Oh, but that means we have to share with each other.
Oh, too many needy women and not enough soft boys to please them in the world.